This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:49 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Xiaoning and Chen Li. The Ministry of Health announced last Friday that the government will add over 4,000 medical-related permanent positions this year. This includes more than 3,500 medical officers, 300 dentists, and 300 pharmacists. And these appointments will take effect from June.
The Cabinet has also approved on an additional 1,500 permanent positions for doctors annually from 2023 to 2025. In addition, 800 specialist posts and 70 dental specialist posts will be open for the same period as well. This comes after a nationwide strike led by the Hartal Doctor Contract HDK Group last July, with thousands of contract doctors demanding for a fair career path and the same benefits as permanent medical officers.
So is this announcement welcome news for the contract doctors involved? And what more needs to be done to address the issues that they face? For reactions to this, we have with us Dr. Kevin Ng. He was the chairman for the Malaysian Medical Association section concerning house officers and medical officers from 2018 to 2020. Dr. Kevin, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. Let's start off with the news of the more than 4,000 permanent positions for medical officers that will be created this year. What's your reaction to this? Is this a welcome start for contract doctors?
Hi, good morning. I would like to say that this is a welcome start, but it's a long time coming. It's not something that's been requested for or gotten overnight. And I would like to state that we've been fighting for this since 2015, even before the contracts came into play in 2016. It's definitely a step in the right direction. Every year, the MMA and SCOMOS, we've been presenting to the budget committee, requesting for an increase in positions to match population growth. Because I think you would agree with me that if a population grows and the demands for healthcare increases, it's not logical that the people or the healthcare workforce shrinks or maintains the same. It is effectively asking for us to, you know, run two jobs or three jobs at the same time and, you know, keep increasing the demands on healthcare. So we've been asking for about 2,000 positions. If you were to calculate and look at the ratios, we've been asking for 2,000 doctor positions alone. But if you look at the healthcare system or the ecosystem as a whole, you actually need way more than that. In terms of nursing, in terms of the support staff, radiographers and all. And in 2020, we introduced contract positions for all staff, not just doctors. The doctors were the first group in 2016. But subsequently, after that, almost all new employment by the Ministry of Health has been contract officers.
Now, we also know the government has pledged to open up 1,500 permanent positions for doctors every year, and it's just going to be for 2 years. So does this concern you, and does this go far enough to address the lack of permanent positions for contract doctors? Because you mentioned a figure of 2,000, right?
Yeah, so actually, if you look at it, 1,500 it barely will touch. I wouldn't say barely. It will touch a little bit. It will help a little bit of the a portion of the doctors that are involved. So every year in Malaysia, we are obtaining or we are hiring about 5,000 to 6,000 contract doctors. So if you have 1,500 a year, it means that there are only 1,500 that will be absorbed out of that 5,000. The remaining 3,500 will then have to duke it out for jobs that are already there, meaning that doctors that have left the service, resign, retire, open up a position for these other doctors. So at this, at the current rate, we are having doctors who resign or leave the service at about 1,000 a year. So that total will give us about 2,005 positions. So that would mean only 50% of whoever comes in will actually get absorbed. Now, is this enough to meet the needs of the needs and the healthcare demands of the country? If you ask us in the MMA and all, we would actually tell you no. But at the same time, we have to be pragmatic. We've got to understand the economic situation of the country. Every time that I've liaised with the administrators, with GPA and all, they've always said that, you know, we are not the only unit that is crying out for jobs, right, for positions. we've got a cake, and you know, everybody gets a small slice of it. But what I do feel, or what I echo what YBNKKJ has been saying, that healthcare and education has to have the priority. We are one of the largest groups in terms of in the civil service, and we are one of the only groups that's on contracts. If you would like to implement contract positions, then perhaps it should be open to all civil servants going on contract, and then make it a level playing field where you select who is the best, and after that, retain them in service. So this this news that we've worked with KKM and YBMK is welcome. It's definitely long time coming, but at the same time, there's a lot more to be done. So in December last year, YBMK called for a workshop in which I attended as well as one of the participants, and we were discussing a holistic change in the way that we're going to prepare for the future. So in a way, trying to plan a roadmap that we've been trying very hard to get everybody to sit down together and come on the same page so that we all move forward together. In the past, it's always been KKM asking for positions, JPA telling you no money, then the government, the cabinet coming up and saying civil service should not expand, keep like that, you know, don't move forward. It's very difficult because everybody seems to have their own ideas, but no one is sitting down and coming together. So YBMK is trying to address that. That was a good step forward.
Health Minister Khairi Jamaluddin has said that there will be a preliminary screening process for the appointment of these permanent positions. What are your view on this? Are you concerned that those participated in the HDK might be discriminated against?
Well, I would say the Hatal group, we've had our misunderstandings, MMA and the Hatal group, because we've been working very hard, trying to be as diplomatic as possible. And Hatal came out and were very strong in their statements. And it's their right. It's with every inch or with every fiber in my body, I agree with their stand. Because that's what I've been fighting for since 2016 when the contracts came out. And I've been involved with it. In fact, most of the proposals that we put forward have come true in the sense of extended contracts, yearly increase in position. These are all the papers and all that we've presented to MBK and all. Now, whether will they be discriminated against? I think the majority of doctors in Malaysia sympathize with our contract doctors, and we'll try and be as fair as possible to them. Now, the assessment or the selection for this extended contracts, permanent posts, and even the extended contracts for specialization, the criteria is still, it's like everything in Malaysia, nothing is crystal clear, nothing is out in the open, you know, that it is really truly transparent. There is going to be an element that there'll be some parts of it that's not open to everyone. One of the suggestions that we have actually put forward to KKM is, even if you cannot release the exact position in which a person is ranked, at least give us a band, you know, you are in the top 10%, you're in the top 5%, so that you know, okay, I'm in with a chance for me to get, you know, to get there. At this current moment, they only know I finished my, you know, I've been assessed, everything is good. I don't know where I stand within the entire thing.
Okay, one last question from us, Kevin, and very quickly. In the longer term, should the government then cap the number of medical graduates so that there is no oversupply of doctors? Very quickly, a minute, please.
I do not think that there is an oversupply of doctors. We have a lack of positions. If you were to go to a clinic and you are waiting 2-3 hours in order for you to see a doctor, there's a lack of doctors. There's a lack of facilities. In fact, we are underproducing what we need to meet our requirements. That's what was presented and what was discussed. But at this point in time, we need to, I would say, increase the financing for healthcare so that we can afford to hire new doctors and to hire new staff. And that's something that needs to be discussed at length. Healthcare financing is the next thing that needs to be addressed before we can move forward in healthcare in Malaysia.
Dr. Kevin, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. That was Dr. Kevin Ng, the former chairman for the Malaysian Medical Association section concerning house officers and medical officers, or SCOMOS, from 2018 to 2020, giving us his reactions to the recent announcement by the Ministry of Health on how they plan to help contract doctors. I think he's given us some very valuable insight there on what the situation on the ground really is.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.